Hey, man, that's good. I'm glad he'll take your hand, don't you? He sure will. Got your Bibles this morning? Turn with me to Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11. Begin reading verse number 8. You always heard this in this, a faith chapter. I wish all you could have heard Brother Donnie preach on this in the prison weeks on this chapter. And Brother Donnie, you said something the other day that got me back in it again, if they'd been mindful of that other country. But look in chapter number 11, verse number 8 says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out unto a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing where he went. Step of faith. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had what? Promised. Therefore sprang there one as even as him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand, which is by the sea shore innumerable. That's a pile. It's innumerable. Can't count them. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, which having seen them afar off. Not having received them, but he saw them how far? Far off. And were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country. That is in heavenly, wherein God's not ashamed to be called their God. For ye have prepared for them a city. Notice what it said in verse number 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. These all died in faith. I want to say something. You know, saints die just like sinners. Not the same death, but they die. But they died in faith. You know what Jesus said? He said, if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. I want to tell you, there's a lot of difference in dying in your sins and dying in faith. Would you pray with us? Our Father, I want to thank you for another day you've given us. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity, breaking forth the bread of life this morning. Speak to us, Lord, because it must be you that speaks and speaks through us. Our Father, won't pierce hearts and do that work without you. But your word's a living word. Make it alive this morning to our hearts. Help us to say those things that need to be said. Leave off those things that don't need to be said. But speak to us and through us, oh sweet Spirit, this morning. And God will thank you and praise you for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. These particular ones, special group, singling them out. These all died in faith. These who? Ones that were living in faith. You know, I know once in a while somebody get converted on a deathbed. I've seen a few of them, and I believe they were genuine. But I wouldn't put no stock in waiting. You need to live by faith, and if you live by faith, you can die in faith. You can die by faith and die in faith. We've seen that. I saw it. It's living experience of it. But it's faith. I was thinking about Abraham, all of these things in this passage of Scripture. God called Abraham, go somewhere. Now, if it had been us, probably we'd say, where you want me to go? I need to see it. I need to know exactly where it is. I need to know what time I'm going to get there. And on. But no, he said he just left where he was, not knowing where he's going, and started walking by faith. He sure did. And you know why he walked by faith? He believed God. He had faith in God. Listen, got him faith. You know, like old Noah was in his day. He was a man that God, the whole world was wicked. But the Bible said Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And so did Abraham, found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And God saw, and he had faith. You know what Jesus said about Abraham? He was talking to him one day when he was walking on the face of this earth. And he was telling him, he said, for Abraham was, I am. Oh, you're not even 50 years old, and yet by 50 years old, how in the world could you see Abraham, know anything about Abraham? You know what he said to him in John chapter number 8, and I believe it's about verse number 56. He said, he'd already told him before Abraham was, I am. He said, I'll tell you something. He said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it. And you know what he said? And he was glad. Abraham saw his day. He saw the Lord. Somebody said, you can't see nothing. I tell you, you can by faith. I want to tell you, you can see by faith. That's what he said. These all died in faith, not having received the promise. Abraham hadn't seen all those stars. His seed multiplied to like the stars. He hadn't seen it come to pass that it's going to be like the sands on the seashore. But yet he believed God, and he saw it by faith. I want to tell you something. If you're going to walk by faith and walk in God, you need to begin to see some things. I'm talking about by faith. I'm not talking about seeing these natural eyes. You may never see it with natural eyes. Listen, we may not get a glimpse of heaven to begin that, but we can see it, thank God. Listen, I have not seen, you're not heard the things that God had prepared for them that love him. But I will tell you something, God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. We can see him in the spirit world, thank God. We can see him. Abraham saw the day of the Lord. He saw Christ. Yes, he did. And listen, he knew he was coming. He saw him. He saw him. Glory to God. I believe he saw him when he was in the manger. I believe he saw him. Listen, before Abraham had some contacts with him before he would come to this world. I tell you, in the Old Testament, I tell you, Jesus Christ, a son of God. You know what? He appeared many times before we ever went to the manger. Our Lord did. He's eternal. Always been, always will be, always has been. Thank God he's eternal. I tell you, Abraham saw him. He saw him as sure. Listen, as you and I sit here, he saw him in the manger. He saw him on that cross when he's resurrected. He saw him by faith. He knew he was a coming. Oh, glory to God. He came down to his seed. He knew he was coming. You know that verse of Scripture in Genesis 3. It says, it's a bruise. Listen, going to bruise your heel, but see, you're going to bruise Satan's head. There's a seed coming. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Abraham rejoiced. He saw the day, and he rejoiced in it. Thank God. Are you seeing anything? Listen, if you can, you can rejoice. You can be glad. I get sad because Carol's going, you know what I asked the Lord to do? Give me another glimpse. Right. Amen. Hey. Don't tell me I'm crazy. It works. was crying this morning. The devil said, you can't preach today. You just might as well just give up. I said, glory to God, devil, I don't believe you. You're a liar and always have been the father of it. You're lying, but I'm telling you, I'm rejoicing. Thank God. And he said, if it ain't been mindful, listen, of where they came from, I'm telling you, we need to get our minds off the things of this world and get them on Christ and get them on the things that's ahead of us. Thank God, the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. It's coming. You can rejoice. Abraham rejoiced. He rejoiced. I tell you, he rejoiced because he saw the day of Christ. He saw him and he was glad. Glory to God. He listened. Jesus was here. He might not have been 50 years old in this body, but he's eternal old. Hallelujah. Always had been. Always will be. He didn't start in a manger. Glory to God. He was in the beginning with God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. Hallelujah. That's God. Abraham saw him. And he rejoiced. You know why some of you said, duh? Need to get a glimpse of him. He is real. Hey, you remember old Sister Davis, brother? Remember Brother Gary, what she said right there in here? I said, he's real as you'll let him be, and said, I'm going to let him be. And she did. She get down on the floor and worship him. It won't hurt him to let you get you a little emotional. Miss Marcelle called me, Jerome's, yesterday. She's having a bad time, which we all have had. When she lost Jerome. She said, he had me so spoiled. I said, well, I'll join your crowd. But Jerome's one got me to buy. And y'all had, did you get your spouses, your sweetheart, anything Friday when it was? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Brother Larry. He's one of the first one he's working with back in the 60s. He said, boy, you better get her something. Got me getting it. He was like real thoughtful, though. So you know why she said she called? She said, I know you know how I feel. I said, I do. And you know what the Holy Ghost said? I'm going to comfort you. And said, you can help comfort somebody else. So if you go through something, always remember, God will comfort you, and he'll use you to comfort somebody. Now, who would I be to comfort anybody? I'm trying to comfort myself, but the Holy Ghost comforts us. And when he comforts us, we can let him use us to comfort somebody else. Because somebody else is going through whatever you're going through yourself. So you pray for her. But Abraham saw. He saw by faith. He was looking for something else too. He was looking for a city. Whose builder and maker was God. You know why that old body gets getting weak and gets frail, and this old body's, you ain't going to never be young again. I'm not either. I keep wanting to get back where I was 40 years ago. I told Brother Tim preaching last week, and I told him, man, I said, I ain't got you but 30 years, but I can remember back when I was that young, too. But this old body, Brother Jimmy, ain't going to get a whole lot better, is it, in this life? But you know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about that new one. You want to sit in the book of Corinthians? Oh, glory to God. Do you know what it said? This earth, the house of this tabernacle will dissolve. We have a building with God not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. We got another building, glory to God. Not another house to live in. When we move out of this house, God's got a place and a wonderful place prepared for us. And did you know, one of these days, these old mortal bodies, God's going to robe us in immortality. Yeah. I tell you what, I don't know if you ever dealt with this, but I'm going to just stop and share something. I've been wrestling since Carol been gone with the fact, what if we'd have prayed more? What if we'd have believed more? But you know what? God's, even when he got dealing with this passage of scripture, has assured me something. We, the saints die and sinners die. If we, it'd be nice, wouldn't it? We'd all, listen, if our prayers and praying would keep saints from dying, we'd gather together and keep praying for them. Sometimes they do. But we've got to realize it. God's all wise. That's what he's telling me, sovereign. And his mercy is there. And we don't know sometime what his perfect will is. But listen, therefore what I'm trying to say and what God's saying to me is sometime we'll have guilt trips and we'll have something to come on us and say, if you to pray, I've thought many times, and I ain't said this to anybody, I've thought a lot of times that I pray for her like she prayed for me when I was in the hospital. And God just spoke to my heart and he said, come the time when we must leave. No matter who's prayed. But there are times we can pray. You got to raise up. So God really took that burden off my heart. Blaming myself sometimes. So we must be submissive to the will of God. But they died in faith. That's the important thing. Died in faith. You can die well, I get. Not having received the promise, but have seen them afar off. All things we hadn't seen, much as we've seen and much as we've received. They hadn't received all of them, but they still died in faith. They never got beyond faith. They still had faith, but they never got beneath faith. They still had faith when they died. It's important. But they've seen them afar off. Oh, glory to God. And not like each other. And were persuaded of them. Persuaded. Knew for sure. It had a grip on them. Had power on them. They were persuaded. They knew for sure whether they'd received all the promises or not, whether they had gotten everything that had been promised to them. They knew it was coming. They were so persuaded. That's what the Apostle Paul said, I'm persuaded. He said, thank God that neither, listen, that we nothing can separate us from the love of God. Neither said death nor life or principalities or powers. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. They were persuaded of it. They died in faith, believing just as much as it did when they started believing. Died in faith. I don't want to be known as living in faith, but I want to be known when time comes, if Jesus tarries, we'll die in faith. But you know, all of us may not sleep. That's what Paul said. All of us may not sleep. Now we're talking about sleep, we're talking about the body. Because if you're absent from the body, you're present with the Lord. Whew. Glory to God. That's a wonderful place to be. Somebody said, I wonder what all that's going to be there. Well, it ain't going to really matter if you were him. Be plenty more. But he's going to outshine them all. In fact, he's a light. Died in faith. Now, they've seen him afar off and were persuaded of him. Not only did they see him, not only were they persuaded, but they confessed. Or they embraced him. real to them. That's right, Brother Billy. So real. They were persuaded. They listened. They believed them. They saw them by faith. Hey, you going through some troubles and trials and getting a little down now, and a little soul gets cast down? Just trust and believe what God's got prepared for you. You know what else they said? They believed that and they confessed it. They weren't hiding it. They was confessing it. If you confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in the heart that God raised from the dead, I shall be saved. Glory to God. They confessed it. They believed it. So somebody said, I'm afraid to say it. I don't know if I believe it enough to say it. Say it, glory to God, if you believe it. Confess it. Confess it, believe, sister, say it. I'm telling you, if you confess it with your mouth, say it. I got faith. I'm believing God. It's going to be just exactly like he said it's going to be. Hallelujah. Just believe. I can care. You won't be disappointed. He said that we are strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Hey, people think she's strange. We're just strangers. What's a stranger? He's one. He's just coming through. What's a pilgrim? He's just here for a while. Not long. We'll be gone. Hallelujah. I'm telling you this morning, it's something if you can begin to think about it. It's a wonderful thing. May God stir our hearts that we can not only live by faith, but whatever comes our way, if death comes, we can die by faith and in faith. Did you know a lot of people went to the stakes and was burned because they wouldn't deny the Lord? One, they was taking one out, and you know what he said to him? No, I won't deny him. He said, but I'll tell you, if you set me on fire, he said, it'll be a light in this community. Amen. You think about that? That's loving the Lord, isn't it? That's faith. But if you got faith to believe, you can die in faith. I'll never forget what Carol told me going home that last day she was here. Driving her home. You see, I slipped out with her because she felt so bad. She told me before we got to the house, she said, if you turn me loose, I'm going home to be with the Lord, and I'm going home to be with Dwight. I'd already told her several times, don't you know how bad you want me to stay here? I said, I want you to stay just that bad. She said, but if you'll turn me loose, I'm going. I said, well, I will turn you loose. I don't want to keep you here like this. She said, I'm going. That's why she went the next morning. But they were pilgrims passing through. Our life's like a vapor. Appear for a little while. Then it vanishes away. Gone. As far as his life's concerned, over. We had our mom and daddy's birthday. Daddy's birthday's today. Isn't that right? I see his rise today. He'd been 105 years old if he'd been living. Mama's was the fourth of this month. And we was asked to bring, one of my sisters asked me to bring, asked everybody to bring a picture. All the ones, you know, each family that lost her, companions or children or whatever. And we did. We had a table there. Mom and Daddy's pictures there. Grandma and Grandpa's was there on both sides. And we had, I took one of Dwight and Carol and had some of the other daughter-in-laws, son-in-laws that's passed on, children. It's a table, memorial, like. You could see those died in faith. You know what? I'm looking forward to see them. Hallelujah. Died. But here they died in faith. And the only question I'm going to ask this morning, it's not a matter Where you will die, you will. I will. If Jesus tarries. But are we going to die in faith? That's the important question. Not if you don't believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Never trust Him as your Savior. That's what He said. You shall die in your sins. Now I would encourage you this morning. Die in faith. They say, verse 14, they say things declare plainly that they seek a country. And look, we'll close just a few moments. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have opportunity to have returned. And I hope Brother Donald is going to preach on that verse one day. I'm going to let him preach on that verse. But I will say this. Ain't none of them up there wanting to come back here. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something. We in this world, but we not all of the world. And we need to get our minds off of the things of this world and get them on God. And if we've been mindful, you know, they could have went back, but they didn't go back. Even to where they came out of. Amen. They might have had opportunity to return, but now they desire a better country. Think about that. That's your question. Where is your heart's desire this morning? Where is your desire? They said they desired a better country, Brother Billy. Amen. Amen. Better country. Wherefore God, I like it, is not ashamed to be called their God. Now, you ever thought about that? As vile as we were. You know what? We may sing that song, Amazing Grace. Sweet the sound that saved a wreck like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Hallelujah. But can you imagine that God wouldn't be ashamed for me to call Him a God? Whew. Well, I tell you what. He had to be looking at somebody else better than me. You know who He's looking at? His Son. Hallelujah. You said, I'm good enough. He ought not to be ashamed of me to call Him God. Well, I'm glad it's not a shame for us to call Him God. But I can tell you why. It's because He washed us in the blood. He sees the blood, brother. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? So I'm not ashamed. He's not ashamed. It's what He said that He called my God, for He had prepared for them a city. I'm glad He's not ashamed of us. I'm glad He's not ashamed of us to call Him our God. And I'm glad He's prepared for us a city. Well, people are looking at that book. I think that's one you placed in there. Got the thing by Holmes County there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I looked at some of it. You ought to look at the town, the city down here. 100 years ago. Dirt streets, mule wagons. But they had more time when he's riding mule wagons than we got on these fast automobiles. I'm serious. They did. You ought to see it. You ought to see Main Street down there. But you know what? God's prepared a city. Man can't make nothing compared what God's got prepared for us. I hadn't seen or heard the things that God prepared for them, but He's revealed them to us. It's going to be a beautiful building we're building over. So, Brother Mida said I couldn't get in this morning. I said, well, I ain't got a key to it yet. Christy's got one, I think. We got a new lock on the top part. So if you want to get in, you'll have to see Christy. I can't get you in. But we've got to get some more keys made. But you know what? It's a beautiful building. It's going to be pretty. Thank God for it. But you know what? Ain't nothing compared where we're heading. God prepared for them a city. These died in faith. And them, He says, He's prepared a city for. So you get down and out, trying to get through this life. goes through down now, you get problems. Sweetheart's gone. Child's gone. Whatever's happened. Hey, just remember, he's prepared a city. I was there when Miss Kim's husband died. I guess he's waiting. I got there. She won't mind me telling this. I just come in from work and went straight over, just like I was dressed. Talked to him. And you know what? Last few breaths he took, I never seen a smile on nobody's face. I said, What are you seeing? He never would tell me. I told his wife, I said, he's getting a glimpse of that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, boy. He had that smile on his face. And I hadn't seen him do that in a while. I said, I'm going to pray with you. It's all right now. If you want to go on. Because I talked to him a lot of time, prayed with him with the Lord. And you know what? While I was praying, he slipped out. Didn't pray long. I sensed it. And you know what? When I opened my eyes and looked at him, I said, he's gone. He slipped out. He said, I don't want you to pray for me. But no, I wasn't there. But I was praying. I was praying, Lord. He's in your hands. Right? God took him home. Hey, you know what Carol kept telling me? She says, I just want to go to sleep and wake up there. That's what she said. Yeah. Might have forgiven me once in a while. I wobble a little. But you know what? That's what she said. You know what? One of these days, we're going to lay down and we're going to wake up over. Close our eyes to this earth. Open them up in the wonderfulest place that you'll ever see. Going to prepare them a city. Glory to God. That thing's, it ain't just one floor, that one not. It's miles high. I don't know if it even set on the whole United States, would it? How big is it? I can't remember. I know it's, is it about 1,400 miles one way? 1,500? Square, ain't it? Up that way. That big. 1,500 miles. That way, that way, that way, that way, and this way. I believe we'll have a place bested for us. I hope God will whet your appetite and mine too. That we desire. Looking for a better city. It's a better place. No wonder the Apostle Paul's mean to live is Christ and to die is gain. No wonder he said it's far better. Me to live is Christ and to die is gain. You live for him, you're not going to lose anything when you leave him. You're going to gain. He's going to prepare a place for us. These died in faith. Would you stand with me? And you know what?